Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Alexis is off today. Our good friend Miss Shannon filling in.
Hello,
Shannon.
Hello.
Dawn McClain here for not only herself, but she's filling in for Kenny as well.
And kind of Alexis.
And kind of Alexis.
Because I'm doing all the work she usually does, too.
She's Alexis and Kenny and herself.
You're a lady of many hats.
I know, but isn't that crazy?
What?
I don't know. When I get to the Donna and Steve show first hour, I'm not promising anything. They get nothing from me today.
You're like, I'm here to take up space.
yesterday, I played their Friday song instead of the regular open because I thought it was Friday.
You need a break. I mean, you do need a break.
It's all right. That's your part-time job. Remember, it's all right, Don. Don't feel bad. Mm-mm. Speaking of jokes falling flat and Donna and Steve, I felt flat. I texted Don last night because I was looking at our My Talk social account and they had posted a segment from Donna and Steve. I guess Steve talked about this rat game that would be at fairs.
Okay.
Wherever he grew up. I don't know where Steve grew up, but
Pennsylvania.
And they posted it and I texted Dawn and I was like, hello, because I didn't know Steve and I have very little in common, but this is actually something we have in common. And because for years, and some of you are nodding your head if you've listened to us for any length of time, I have talked about at the Indiana State Fair, and I can't wait to, the next time I see Steve, bond with him over this. We did not have the rat game at our fairs, but we had the mouse game.
Okay.
Which both are not PETA approved and
can you describe it though? I didn't hear you talk about this.
Yeah, and you and I, Shannon's known me for a long time. Yeah. I don't think, Shannon, it's been a story that I've ever told you, but at the LaPorte County Fair in Indiana, this was Dar's favorite game. This is my mom's favorite game. And again, it's not PC and don't email me.
Didn't invent it.
I didn't invent it and I'll just delete it. So don't even save yourself.
Right.
But my mom loved this game because it's a spinning wheel. And Shannon, to help you and the My Talkers, if you need a visual, go to the My Talk. I think it's on the My Talk Instagram. She put it everywhere. And you'll see the post. Was it on Instagram? I'm looking right now because the visual. Oh, yeah, it is. There it is. It's third row down, everybody. If you go to the My Talk Instagram account, you'll see a picture of it.
Okay.
And that's a perfect illustration. Yeah. So there's a wheel with holes, you know, like a roulette wheel or wheel of fortune. But at the end of each panel, each slice, there's a hole.
Okay.
You spin and each hole is numbered or has a color.
Yeah.
You like roulette, you put a bet down on the number or the color or number that you think the rat is going to go into. Or in my case, the mouse is going to run into.
After they spin it.
Oh, I see it.
They spin it, right?
Yeah, so they have the mouse.
So they spin it to make it a little dizzy, and then you see which direction it goes.
So terrible. Yeah,
and you see, and they're keeping the mouse in a little cage until the moment they release it into the wheel.
Yes.
And then the mouse gets into the wheel and it looks around and it decides what hole it's going to go into. And if it goes into the hole that you've bet, like the pink hole or the brown hole or the, I could have picked two better colors and I apologize.
Yes. Like of all of the things, come on, like this wasn't bad enough. Jason, what are you doing? I know it's Friday, but we're already.
Help, Shannon.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
Just, what is your deal?
Out of all the colors in the crayon box.
Right. Now we got to call all of our OBGYN friends and say, don't do this with a mouse. Come on.
I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I'm so sorry.
Do not email us. He knows. He knows. He got it. He already apologized. Everyone move on.
Yeah, he didn't apologize, but I don't care. I guess I think it's funny.
But we didn't have colors. We had numbers.
Okay.
So Dar would put like a dollar on 17. And if the mouse went into the 17 hole.
Yes.
Then Dar won the stuffed animal or $2 or whatever it was. So I was joking that Steve talks about it once and they get on the social media I've talked about it for 17 years. And,
that's what you meant. So yeah.
And I was joking on our ongoing joke, Dawn and Lex and I, Shannon, have this joke that none of the bosses and nobody that works here listens to our show.
And it's
so evident. It's so evident. And it's so just every day it's a new indignity.
It doesn't turn into a radio station until 9 a.m.
You know, the radio station doesn't start until 9 a.m. Because like Dawn poked the bear last week. Dawn was telling us how many Rocco, who's now an on-air talent.
Yeah.
Rocco is now on Donna and Steve.
Yeah.
Donna and Steve get, I call them opens. They're called drops in radio, but like stuff like this.
And now a moment with Will and Grace.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
They're called little open. I call them opens because that's what we call them in TV. Donna and Steve get a new damn open every day. Every day there's something new. Yes, exactly.
He's like, let me show off on this show I'm on.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got all of his bag of tricks. You are correct.
Oh, yeah. We are so forgotten. We are so forgotten. We haven't gotten a new open. This is the last one that we've gotten. And notice the date. Listen.
It's Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon 2009.
That's right. 2009 was the last. 2009 was the last time that we had anything made for us.
And Rocco is really good. So I know that whole thing took him like 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah. So Dawn. Dawn knows that this is a burr in my saddle. So she was poking the bear last week. Dawn's like, did you hear the new open that Steve got? Like Steve walks to the right and they give him a new open. He gets a t-shirt. He buys some new clothes at Brooks Brothers Rocco makes an open for him.
Right.
We're sitting here with old opens. They don't even make new commercials for us anymore. Here's a commercial that they're running now for our show.
Introducing the Jason Matheson Show.
A lot of people have asked me, hey, Jace, what's your show going to be about?
That's right. That's from 2008. They're just rerunning the old opens now.
Oh, God. Just because they're getting their beauty rest, we don't exist. I got it.
But Dawn had no idea. I had already, and I forgot what it was, sweetie. I don't know. I was worked up about something else, jokingly, and then Dawn had no idea she was stepping in the patch, the garden, because Dawn thought she was. Dawn was kind of egging on, and she was. Oh well, we just got a new open over there on Donna and Steve. And I was already irritated jokingly, and then that we were off to the races. Oh, we were off to the races.
I cannot find it. It was basically two different ones for Steve. It's Steve just in the city,
and then Steve, right,
and then Steve in first class,
right? Because I just filled in over there too. And we had two of them. I'm like, so everything that he has its own custom produced, very elaborate thing. I'm going to tell a story about me on a plane. And now there's a boom and a swish and some words.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, it's funny.
And Steve's like, now let me tell you about the food I got in the first.
I replied.
And then there's an open for that.
Yeah.
I know.
And you're like, does anyone listen to our show? And I was like, really important stuff. Like, why are we even posting this? And then you're like, remember, I always talk about the mouse game at the county fair and hashtag people don't listen to our show. And I'm like, what a coincidence. Maybe you were at the same fair. Jason's like, obviously, you don't get it.
I thought Dawn, Shannon, I thought Dawn was like, I thought Dawn was mad that I was like making fun of the infrastructure.
No, that was sarcastic.
I was like, oh, girl, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I felt bad.
Right. See, you can't read sarcasm through a
you
text.
You got to put it in like quotes or something like that or make sure. That's why I use so many emojis. Like, this is the sarcasm face emoji that I mean.
Oh, I was laughing. Then I got Dawn goes, no, no. And I started laughing when I got Dawn's other response. I thought, oh, God, I was joking. I said, remember where it's the ongoing joke of the staff doesn't listen to us. They don't even know we're on the air.
See, like, this is why you have to be careful. Mercury retrograde is going on right now. Everything's miscommunication.
I love it. Oh, God, it was funny.
But I'm going to start poking at Rocco. I'm like, Rocco, come on. Do something. I know. Like, when he and I are playing Pokemon Go, I'll be like, go make a thing for Jason.
Oh, I'm not kidding. I sent him an email requesting something now about a month and a half ago. And since Steve has gotten 7 opens.
He does a lot of opens for himself, too, because he's DJ Rock Lobster.
I know he does.
Yes, exactly right. He's like, clomp, clomp, like everything.
Don and Steve's got a new paint job. They got new seats, new countertops.
You know,
meanwhile,
what?
We're sitting here with 1974 pea green Formica.
And shag carpeting.
Steve talks about his trees all the time, tree talk. Yeah. And it's like, Donna's like, oh, God, here we go. You know, because it really is one of the most boring things you could talk about on the radio. But he makes it funny. And I think that I'm going to just poke the bear more and request that he has an open for tree talk.
Yeah. Oh, you know, something Dawn. That talks about being an arborist. Like something that's like,
Dawn, why
Steve,
do you,
arborist why
are you gonna,
extraordinaire.
Why are you going to do that to
but
me,
I'm
Dawn?
Gonna, but I'm going to ask that he puts like somebody snoring in the back.
Well, actually, because we got to go, but because they don't listen, actually, Dawn, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You, because I can't request something for Donna, you should request something for Donna and Steve.
Yes.
And see what the turnaround time is, knowing that I have a request in that's been sitting in the box for a month and a half.
Yes.
And let's see if that one is finished first.
This is a very good test.
Yeah, we'll submit a new one and see if that one is completed before the one that I submitted a month and a half ago for the morning show.
Just because out of sight, out of mind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hashtag starts your broadcast day. Hashtag morning show.
They're like, you guys got a billboard. Quit asking for
that's
stuff.
Right. Yeah. Our pictures are above urinals. Oh, damn treat us with respect.
Wonder how long it's been since Lori and Julia have had an open, a new open.
Xnay on the
anyway, I gotta do the door alert, guys.
Willy Winkle just fell off.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time to get caught up with the big pop culture stories of the day in the Dirt Alert with Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Well, if you can believe this, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie, mm-hmm. he would have been 50 years old this year.
Really?
And New York City is having numerous birthday celebrations this weekend for him. The Empire State Building released the following tweet on Thursday. Together with Biggie's estate, we'll have a life-size holographic avatar of B.I.G. on the 80th floor, available for guest viewing and photographs from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Brooklyn Barclay Center will display a video montage of him at the entrance of the arena. And they're going to have a special edition Metro card featuring Biggie on it, the MTA, so the Metro subway.
Mm-hmm.
His image is also going to be displayed at Brooklyn subway stations. So all of them, it's just going to be up there. He's going to be wearing a crown. Lil Kim is hosting a black tie dinner on Friday with performers, a bunch of great people there. And then his mother, Valletta Wallace, and his daughter and his son and his ex-wife Faith Evans are all expected to be in attendance for that. So this is a great thing.
Right.
I can't believe 50.
Yeah, wow. Tomorrow would have been his 50th birthday.
We're all getting old.
Right.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, don't mean to bring the part.
But, I mean, we're old enough now that we can have holograms after we die. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So.
Very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a new podcast out there. It's called Coupledom, and it is by Idris Elba and his wife, who have been married for 3 years. And some people are like, you're going to do a podcast about...
But I love this because they're not saying that they know stuff. They talk to people so they learn things.
Right.
And so that part I like about it, that they're like, here's the things that we've learned, but here's how we can be better at it.
Right, right.
And so that part, if they were just like, hey, we're crushing it, let me tell you how to do what we do, I would have no interest in it.
Exactly.
But him going, yeah, we've had to learn some stuff and we're trying to help educate people. That I think is cool about it. And I'll listen to it. It just talk about just about anything.
Well, it premiered yesterday, so you can. Yeah. It's going to Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are going to be on there. Rita Ora and her manager sister Elena. So it's more than just romantic couples. Oscar-winning songwriter Robert Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez, and his wife Sabrina, meaning Idris Elba's wife Sabrina, said the podcast is not to give advice. We do it to learn and speak about relationships.
Right.
So, it is called Coupledom. I'm sure you can find that anywhere you find your podcasts. So Carmen Electra has moved on to joining OnlyFans.
Oh.
Let that sit there for a second. She said that she finally has the opportunity to take control of her image. She said that she can have her own creative vision to share with fans without someone standing over here telling her what to do and how to pose. And her account debuted on Wednesday. She said her photos include pics from her 50th birthday trip to Palm Springs.
I mean, people are crushing it monetarily on OnlyFans. I get that. But I think that somebody who's at her level, I don't see her as an OnlyFans star, but hey, do you? You know?
I haven't seen her do anything for a while, but so maybe she's like, I have to do this. Right. I think a lot of people would initially sign up, and she probably got that one day huge bit of money like Bella Thorne did.
Yes.
And she doesn't say she's going to be nude. That's the thing. No. I think people would expect, Carmen and Electra, and they'll sign up for the subscription and then cancel once they realize she's showing pictures of her 50th birthday trip with her girlfriend.
They're not as salacious. They're thinking they're going to get behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, here's me. Sexy selfies.
Maybe she is, though. You never know. So that's just, it's a big moneymaker for these huge celebrities. So that is, if you're interested in that, find Carmen Electra on OnlyFans.
This could have been great for her if it was around in the 90s. I just don't know if there's a big market. I'm not throwing shade, but I just don't know if there's a giant market for Carmen Electra content, you know?
I think it depends on the content.
I think like men of our age might go, hot Carmen Electra? Let's see what it's like now.
Even I think even younger people, because if you pick a lane and you're really good at that lane, there's somebody out there that's interested in whatever you're throwing. Yeah. So hopefully there are enough people that are interested in what she's throwing.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good for her. I'm jealous. Yeah. My review of Moulin Rouge, which is now at the Orpheum. I went to it last night. Should you see it? I have thoughts. And if we can, we'll come back after this.
Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Dawn, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Dawn. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword, St. Mary's.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
I can't fall in love with anyone.
One woman's world.
Moulin Rouge is my home.
One man's dream.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
And a romance.
Tell him it's over.
No.
That changed everything.
I don't want to pretend anymore.
Critics are calling Moulin Rouge one of the most incredible movies you've ever seen. Time Magazine says the film dances, the heart sings. Moulin Rouge. Rated PG-13. Exclusive engagements now playing.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That is one of the TV spots for the theatrical release of Moulin Rouge back in 2001. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Alexis is off today. Shannon's here. Dawn's here. You're here. Thank you. As we kick off the weekend, wrapping things up. It's not a big fat movie review, but it's a big fat theater review. Last night, I went out on a school night to surprise my husband, who is a big theater fan, and sadly, because of the career, we don't get out and about in the evenings much. But I thought he would love this show, so we went, and I'll just cut right to the chase. I loved it.
Oh, wonderful!
I loved it, and if you can get tickets to the Orpheum. We're one of the first stops of this national tour of the Tony Award-winning musical on Broadway. They were in Chicago. You know, Chicago usually hosts multi-week engagements,
right?
To get the traveling cast ready. So we're their first stop after they were just in Chicago. And this, if you love the movie like I do, you will love this. This show is so electrifying, and the first 15 minutes, that's the whole, drive home conversation. Mm-hmm. The whole drive home conversation was Colin and I going, oh, that first 15 minutes will blow you away.
Were you concerned when you said you were going to go see this, that maybe it would not live up to your expectations since you love the movie so much?
No, I went in, you know, and it was probably a good, I went in with zero expectations.
Fair enough.
I didn't know. I had interviewed the actress who played Satine and mm-hmm. the actor who played the Duke right before we went. But other than that, I didn't Google this. I didn't see how this was going to be different. Mm-hmm. I didn't even ask that in the interview. So I went in this pretty open
right.
to whatever was going to wash over me. Just like the movie, they use modern songs. There's actually 75 songs in this production.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's an exact number. There are 75 different modern songs. Everything from What's Love Got to Do with It to Lady Gaga to even Adele.
Okay.
Which answers a question that you probably have. How is this different from the movie? Mm-hmm. It is very different. It is different in the song choices.
Yeah. Okay.
They've updated.
Now, they've updated. There was a lot. There was a rock kind of theme. A little Bowie. They had in the movie. This is a little more pop forward.
Okay.
A little more pop forward. Does it lose anything? No. Because so many songs are a touchstone to the audience that mm-hmm. the audience gets so excited and it's kind of like a wave coming in. You get washed up in the excitement that everybody else has for whatever song it is. And people are singing along. It was so energetic. Probably one of the most energetic and electric shows I have seen in a while.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And if for nothing else, Colin sitting at home going, I know what you're going to say. If for nothing else, go for, and I want to use several cuss words here, but go for that set.
Okay.
Holy crap balls. Y'all know me. I love a good set, whether it's a TV set or I have set envy. I love the art of it. That production is outrageously delicious.
Okay.
And there is something for you to look at every moment. And it is so gorgeous and so fun and energetic and magical. Now, going back to the music, there are some touchstone songs from the movie that remain.
Okay.
Like the mashup of Our Song, that's still in there. Roxanne is still in there from the movie. Mm-hmm. Key songs remain, trust me. And the new ones fit perfectly and are funny. Some of them are they start singing a song and you're like, oh my God, they included that one. And it's hysterical. Mm-hmm. The cast, by far the strongest and the one that will blow you away is Christian.
Okay.
He was our favorite. He is who was Ewan McGregor in the movie, mm-hmm. if you're not overly familiar. He is fantastic. Toulouse-Lautrec is great. The actor, I think that was Colin's favorite.
Okay. That was John Leguizamo in the movie, right?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Run to the box office if you can snag tickets this mm-hmm. weekend.
Because it's interesting. Week. Yeah, these jukebox musicals, you know, kind of thing, where there's like a whole bunch of a variety of music like that that tells a story, but it's really based upon this grab bag of different music. I'm always like, sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't work at all. It's distracting. Yep. And I think that Moulin Rouge did a really good job. I'm glad that you're saying that it all made sense and you were happy when the music popped up. Because sometimes it's just really distracting to the story. Like, all you care about is, I'm like, that's a Nicki Minaj song. What are you doing? You know, kind of thing. So,
well, they were the first kind of one to do it. That's mm-hmm. why it made it so cool and special, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We were like, oh, what's happening? You know? Mm-hmm.
It reinvented, you know, what it did. Thank you for saying that. And again, I love it that we're all around the same age. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with this movie. And it was a reinvention of music, of movie musicals for our generation. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Yeah.
It flipped the switch. And this musical holds the musical, the Broadway production of this contains some of the same magic. You will walk away really energetic. Now, I have an ab fab to tell you about.
Ooh.
About the theater. And I know they've done this for a while, but this is amazing. They have a service where if you get there before the show and you order a cocktail, you can pre-order a beverage. Doesn't have to be alcohol, but you can pre-order a beverage for intermission.
Oh,
so you don't have to be in line?
And they set it, yes.
Wow.
And they set it at a pickup table with your ticket by it. It says Matheson.
Mm-hmm.
So you freaking get up off your seat at intermission and you walk up and you don't have to wait in a single line for a little intermission Coca-Cola.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Yes.
Oh, Dawn.
How efficient. I love efficiency.
Right.
Colin and I almost start crying. I said,
I don't have to wait in line for an intermission vodka soda.
Because it's very, those intermissions go like the blink of an eye.
Yes.
Especially you have to go, you have to go to the restroom. You have to do, you're trying to do everything so you can get back in your seat.
Well, especially you poor ladies, they make you wait a long time for the potty. Mm-hmm. And you know,
it's just unbearable. I can't. It is unbearable. I just have to wait. It's like, I can't.
It's horrible. It's like a Disney World ride.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Orpheum Hennepin Theater Trust, thank you for creating that system. That was fantastic. And we did. There was no, Colin walked right up to that table, saw Matheson on the slip, grabbed a drinks. We were in and out in two minutes. Enjoying our beverage
and
intermission.
I'm glad we can do that in Minnesota. That's the kind of, you know, there's some places where somebody would ruin it, mess with all the drinks, take the wrong ones, not pay attention.
Just take one that you didn't pay for.
Exactly, and just walk away. So I'm like, don't anybody ruin this for this good thing. Yeah.
It
be
was
good,
so good
human beings.
Yeah.
Be good, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Be good. Be good, please.
I think people that are coming into a show and are able to pay the ticket price aren't going to be mean and nasty like that, I hope.
I don't think they'd be mean or nasty. I think some people are lazy. And so don't be lazy here. Like,
point.
They're just lazy.
It's
they're
not
like,
good point, ill intent. It's mostly laziness.
It's just they're,
like, oh, a drink for me.
Right. And it's like, no, you should have planned ahead. It's not our fault you did not plan ahead. Don't. This is why we can't have nice things. Take care of this opportunity.
Please, people.
Yes. Don't ruin it.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we're wrapping things up. Dawn's going to talk about Art of World next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
From like the 70s or 80s.
He's one of the most ruthless men in American business. A man who's embezzled millions and been accused of kidnapping, extortion, and even murder. On May 3rd, he'll finally face Judgment Day. Dallas, Texas. It ends with a bang.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning, wrapping up the day and week and hour. Lex is off, Shannon's here, Dawn's here. Thank you for being here. Hey, if you're looking for something to do other than Moulin Rouge this weekend, Dawn McClain has an idea.
A couple of ideals. And ideas here.
Yes. Both are fantastic.
Yes. Art of World is this weekend in Northeast Minneapolis. You can go to NEMAA.org and you can find all of the activities, the directory of shops that are open. It's just a huge celebration of art. And it looks like tomorrow, as far as weather goes, it's going to be cool, mainly cloudy, but a few showers are going to be at night. It's a high of 55. So, one of those days that we were kind of looking for that was supposed to happen in what was supposed to be spring.
Yeah.
It's happening tomorrow.
Right.
So you're not going to get too hot. You can walk around and have fun. Some of the activities that I think are pretty cool, and most of these are free.
Right.
Honestly, you just walk in. There's a 3D printing free event that you can watch them do. We're all interested in that. So that's at Northeast Treehouse. You can find that in the directory of activities on that website I just mentioned. And I'll put this on our show links page as well. There's also alcohol ink demos, which is a really cool, it's at Heartland Art Studio. And it's just such a cool way to create art that you just haven't seen before if you're interested in that. Oh, they have sociables going on, get-togethers. There's one thing that scared me a little bit.
What?
And it was called, it says just a walk through the woods.
Oh.
It's free. And I had to click on view the details to go. I'm like, do I want to just go?
It's artistic woods.
But you do. It's free. And artist Jim Mackey will demonstrate landscape painting, a specific type. And you draw your own little tree.
Lovely.
And then he talks about ways to save the environment at the same time. So you don't actually go out in the woods with a stranger.
No.
Okay.
And they put you in a well.
Right.
No.
Exactly. Where you die slowly, waiting for people to rescue.
Exactly.
But Art of World is all, I always love Art of World. And whenever we have local art, we have a lot of those type of activities here in the Twin Cities. They're always wonderful. I mean, if you're looking for something to snazz up your home, go and support a local artist, you know, because there's some people that do some wonderfully imaginative things. And it's, you know, we can you know, always support things like that. And it gives you something to talk about. You know?
Well, and also, you not everyone else will have that piece. Correct. I always think about that.
One of a kind.
You know, not everyone. Yeah, it's one of a kind. You can't get it at Target or Home Goods or, you know, and that always feels good.
Right.
And it's a good, there's another good reason to support it. And that is, it hasn't happened in a few years. So these artists haven't had this opportunity because of the pandemic. So let's make this just a great big year for Art of World.
Absolutely.
Help these artists out.
Speaking of supporting, there's something called bra printing that's going on at Supercharged Printmakers Casket Arts Building. Mm-hmm. And this website is fantastic because it has view the details and then it has visit the website for these places. So you can really find out more details about it. So I'm loving it. There's mm-hmm. music, there's food. Oh, just great. Then there's something. Painting. I'm going to that.
Yes.
And then I'm also going to, this is a traveling show that's just awesome. My daughter bought a skull. A human skull.
Ooh,
the one that came through Kansas City. And people are like, what? It was supposed to be a really old skull from like during the Black Plague. It's like a skull.
Does she have a shrine now?
No, okay. But my daughter is a tattoo artist, so it's actually in her studio.
Okay.
And it's like they don't really know. It's supposed to be a woman who died in the like 1600s in London.
Okay.
So I was looking around for a while to see if you could get it. I could send the skull somewhere to get it like carbon dated or whatever to tell us what it was, because what if it's a skull from 1970? You know what I mean?
Right.
But it doesn't look that way. It's very, very old. Anyway, on
this
to the
is
oddities.
Why every place you go is haunted. Why do you keep bringing things that clearly have spirits attached to them? Now this person's sitting there trying to get their skull back.
That's my daughter. That's in my daughter's tattoo studio.
It's just so... It's one of the, I have 102 reasons why I love Dawn so very much. And I think in round 80 or 70, it's just the blase of like, da 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 da.
And now
skull. My daughter bought a human skull. Just, you know, just like it's every day. Like she's, you know, like she's getting some cup of noodles. You know what I mean? Just like
that.
I went to the store. I got some batteries. I got a human skull.
As one would do.
I'm sorry, Dawn. Continue.
It's okay. It's at the Minneapolis Convention Center tomorrow from 10 to 6. What's great is that you can get tickets in advance at Oddities and Curiosities Expo.com. Talking is my job. Mm-hmm. And it's $10 in advance or $15 at the door.
Oh,
just go see some oddities.
That's a great deal.
You'll see things like there, like bugs that have been caught in
amber
mm-hmm. and then with glitter like on a necklace, or a little rat taxidermy thing where he's like playing the banjo and just weird stuff like that. You will see the weirdest things that you've never even thought of before.
Platypus custard.
Yeah. Ooh, gross.
Because mm-hmm. They can make milk and eggs. So
yes. Yeah. God. I love it.
Two-headed duckling taxidermy class. That's being hosted by Heather Clark.
Wait a minute. We only have 30 seconds, but I'm not going to just glide over that one. What did you just say?
You had to sign up in advance. It is $235.
To learn how to do that.
It's a two-headed duckling taxidermy class. You're literally going to taxidermy. I have a friend who does this.
God.
They
make
weird creatures in their taxidermy.
And then they go, I found it, but it's like, look, no, really, I made it.
It's really wasn't born that way. You just put it together after the ducklings died.
And do not email us. This is not us. Do not
just
email us.
Just go to the Oddity Curiosity thing and make your own.
So. I repeat, let me say it one more time. Do not email us.
I'll delete it.
Not our event.
Yes. I'll delete it.
Thank you to Shannon for filling in.
Thanks, sweetheart. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Dawn?
That's right. You be you, even if your hobby is making two-headed ducklings.
Right.
So go to Art of World this weekend, most importantly. Bye, friends. See you Monday.
Beautiful day.